Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville, I'm loving it. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. And by Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. And now the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with the Silver Streaks. Brad Benowitz, again, Jim Lee filling in for Steve Cheeseman. And Steve will be back with us tomorrow, but glad to have Jim with us for two more games here today from Taylorville. Dunlap the opponent today, and they've gotten off to a bit of a rocky start under new head coach Corky Card. Silver Streaks go with the same starting lineup. Nick Fields, Keith Cunningham, Justin Endoff, Eric Price, and Jalen McCants. And we'll give you the Dunlap lineup here in a moment. Here's the tip underway. And it's Dunlap who wins the tip. Brian Macklin, a 5'9 junior. Brock Card, the 5'11 freshman. They turn it over on their first possession. Eric Price down the left side of the lane. Pull-up jumper, bank shot, missed it. Rebound put back McCants. That one rolls off. And the rebound by Carl Baumgartel for Dunlap. Back come the Eagles quickly. A drive down the left side and a layup in by Baumgartel. Took it coast to coast, and Dunlap scores first, leading 2-0.
Saw an up-and-down game last night with Rochester. Looks like this one this morning the same way. Dunlap going to press you all over the court for the entire game under their new coach, Corky Card.
Justin Endoff, right wing, misses a three. Ball free on the floor, diving for it. Dunlap bats it into the hands of Eric Price. And the Streaks get another crack at it. Endoff hasn't knocked down a three in his first seven shots from down here, so he's still trying to get familiar and get comfortable in this gym. Has it on the right wing now. Skip pass left side over to Nick Fields. Down low, Cunningham. Around his man, up and in with a right hand. Just went right around Connor Rockow down on the low blocks, and Cunningham ties the game.
Yeah, really nice move by Cunningham. And maximized his one dribble, got him around into position to score.
Quick pass into the front court and out of the outside. Cody Bear passes up the three, drives, gets blocked. Justin Endoff balances on the baseline and comes up with the rebound. Here come the Streaks into the front court. Tied at two, just underway, minute and a half into the game. Left corner, Eric Price for three, a little bit short. Weak side rebound into the hands of Baumgartel again for Dunlap. Drives it into the front court. Leaves it off for Brock Card. Pulls up at the free throw line, shoots, and rattles it through.
Again, Brock Card, just a freshman, the son of head coach Corky Card. So here he is starting already. You can bet he'll be a good one in the next few years.
Break the 1-2-2 press from Dunlap. Fields, right wing, end off. Justin curls around with the dribble, kicks it out. Price passes up the three, steps inside the arc. 18-footer rattles in and out. Rebound on the floor, chased down by Card, and he drives it into the front court for Dunlap. Price unfortunate on the jumper there as it rattled around and popped out. He had only one shot in the entire game last night against Rochester.
In foul trouble most of the night.
And an illegal screen set away from the ball. On Card, I think. Nope, they called it on. They called it on Adam White, who comes out of the game now. So Brendan Myers, a 6'1 junior, in, along with Jackson Chatterton. If you know that name, we'll talk about that. Of course, Zach Chatterton, football coach at Galesburg High School back in the early 2000s. Now the superintendent in Farmington, and he's here. Feed into the lane through the hands of Cunningham. Dunlap created a good penetration defense, and it's out of bounds on the Silver Streaks. First Galesburg turnover.
Now, so far, Jalen McCants has not touched the ball yet on the offensive end for the Silver Streaks. Like to see him get a touch maybe the next possession. That's where we dominated last night against Rochester, with McCants and Cunningham inside.
Into the front court, Baumgartel cut off by Fields on the baseline or on the sideline, throws it behind him to Will Prescher, a sophomore who played against the Silver Streaks last year. A drive by Myers got around Cunningham, but he couldn't finish off the shot. Keith with the rebound, pushes it into the front court, all the way down the right side of the lane, and a tough shot in the air, banks it in, going hard down the right side of the basket, ties it up. Feed into the front court, and Dunlap overthrows Kyle Hawthorne at the opposite end, and the Streaks are going to get it back on the second Dunlap turnover.
Not a bad idea going for the touchdown pass, just overthrew it a little bit, and it covered the length of the court. Streaks will bring it back this way.
Card checks back in for the Eagles. Baumgartel gets his first breather. Corky Card already getting a lot of players on the floor here, not even 3 minutes into the game of a 4-4 ball game. Break the press into the front court. Here's Cunningham to the right side. Dribbles back up top. Now a three by Fields. Missed it. Rebound batted up off the backboard. Now created a loose ball from Cunningham into the hands of McCants, who hits a three. Keith reached in, poked it out. Jalen was cutting up court, ready to get back on defense, and the ball popped right to him, so he just squared up and put the Streaks on top.
Well, that's not where I expected the first basket for Jalen to come from, way out there, but he had a nice stroke, got it in. Ball was knocked out of bounds to Dunlap's going to. I thought maybe the Streaks had created a turnover, but Dunlap will get it back here. Streaks up 7-4.
Now, Price was called for a foul on the reach-in, is what happened on the opposite side there. So the Eagles will now bring it into the front court. Jackson Chatterton. Now into the left corner. Will Pressier. Down the lane, Baumgartel. Nice job by Price to cut him off, so they kick it back out, and the three by Pressier won't go down. Rebound deflected around, and a foul on Dunlap. Right as the loose ball was created and into the hands of the Eagles. But a foul on Baumgartel is what created that. And the Streaks with a 7-4 lead get it back. 4.5 minutes to go first quarter.
You talked about Coach Carr playing a lot of people. They have to with this ball press that they use the whole game. You're going to run your guys out of gas if you don't keep fresh bodies out there.
Especially 5 games in 3 days. A drive by Price. Contact by Kyle Hawthorne. Good job by Eric even to get a shot off. It didn't go down, but he'll get 2 free throws here.
Well, and then the system probably doesn't favor Cody Bauer. They've got a 6'7" center. He won the opening tip, as you would expect, long and lean, but not particularly fast. And, you know, a press situation is probably not the best for him, so his minutes are going to be limited, I think, just by the style of play. And one of their other starters, too, you know, just a bigger bodied kid that's just not going to be as fleet of foot going up and down the court in Connor Rockhouse. So he's trying to piece together a system that he doesn't really have the players maybe to do what he wants to do now, but it takes a little while.
Price misses the first free throw. Second one on the way. Up and in. That's Eric's first point. And a quick substitution. Quinn Anderson in for the Silver Streaks for the first time. Brendan Myers checks back in for the Eagles. 8-4 Galesburg. Three-pointer by Jalen McCants gave the Streaks the lead. And now a whistle on the inbound. And
the jump ball created, I think. That was a quick whistle.
Yeah, the official was blocked. I was shielded. I couldn't see what signal he made.
And it's a turnover.
Streaks had trapped Myers on the far side of the court there. So apparently on that trap, they reached in and got a hand on the ball and get it right back on their end of the floor. Fields on the inbound up top to Quinn Anderson. Left wing, Justin Endoff. Skip pass right side over to Fields. Fields right back to Justin. Open on the left side. Penetrates. Drives. Puts it up in the air. Got blocked partially. Loose ball into the hands of Fields. Nick drives. Banks it in. Streaks play Johnny on the spot. Keep the ball alive and extend the lead to 6 now. Into the front court. Bear dribbles around Justin Endoff. We got a hand check foul on the floor. It's going to be against Justin, his first. Second foul on the Silver Streaks, who lead 10-4, just past the midpoint of quarter number one. On the right side, Bear with it, throws it behind a man, but the loose ball finds its way to Pressure for the Eagles. Now thrown behind again, Kyle Brooks, but he hangs on to it. Up top to Joe Swanson, another freshman on the floor for Dunlap. Drive in from the left side, Baumgartel, cut off in the lane, skips it out. Right side, dribble, Pressure, cut off, kicks it back out. Now up top it goes to Swanson. Good defense by the Silver Streaks. Dunlap working the ball around the perimeter, back behind the back on the dribble, but Bear couldn't finish off the shot. Cunningham with the rebound. Keith into the front court. Crossover dribble. Left side. Reach in. Poked away by Bear. Turnover on the Silver Streaks. Gillsbury gets it right back. Anderson drives left baseline. Dishes it out. Three on the way. Off the front of the rim by Fields. Chased down into the corner, and he gets a hand on it out of bounds. Silver Streaks.
The ball changed possession so quickly. Did you call it two turnovers, or did you just let it slide?
I just let it slide.
Yeah, I think it was kind of like the NFL. You've got to get it and do something with it, I guess, before you really call it a possession.
So 2:55 to go, first quarter, 10-4 is the Galesburg lead, and Keith, 80 feet away from the basket, reaches in, got tangled up with his man, and that's the first foul of the game on Keith. Team fouls are even at three now with 2:52 to go here in this first quarter.
What is that in the NFL? You have to demonstrate a football move. Isn't that what they call it?
Right.
Well, we had nobody demonstrated a basketball move, I guess, so we didn't call it a turnover.
Dribbling out of the trap, Swanson drives it all the way down the lane. Nobody came over to help out, but then he misses the left-handed layup. Into the game, Riley Milan with the rebound. Feeds it into the front court to Nick Fields. Behind the back with a dribble, right side. Gets it to Milan for three. A little bit long. Box out, loose ball on the weak side. Dunlap gets it, and then falling out of bounds, running up the far sideline is Myers. And the Streaks are going to hang on to it.
Well, a lot of energy this morning, which you don't get at 9 o'clock, but not a lot of results. Either team offensively, the Streaks from the perimeter, even last night, we didn't necessarily shoot it well from the outside. We just got so much work done inside. Dunlap, it seems like a team that they make some nice moves to the basket, but they don't finish well.
Yeah. And the Streaks defense, part of that.
Oh, yeah, we've had some exceptional half-court defense at times.
Bad pass on the inbound, but a nice job by Quinn Anderson to fend off Adam White with the pass going back into the backcourt. Now the Streaks have it in the front court. Cunningham on the left wing, picks up the dribble, lobs it back up top to Fields. 2:15 to go first quarter, 6-point Galesburg lead. On the left side, Cunningham pulls up, airballs it under the basket. McCants trying to get to it and save it, but it's out of bounds back to Dunlap. Couldn't see over there. Was he inside the arc, Jim?
Yes, he was. Yeah, he was several steps inside the arc, I think.
Well, that's what I thought, but I just couldn't get a good read on it with all the players who were bunched around there.
The last couple of minutes has looked like a 9 a.m. ball game.
Sure has.
Pretty sloppy.
Still, Streaks lead 10-4. Dunlap into the front court. Poke ball. Loose. Free. Price picks it up. Driving down the left side of the lane. Gathers himself and banks it in from the left low blocks. And Dunlap calls a timeout with a minute 54 to go here in this first quarter.
Now, if Dunlap's going to compete, they've got to take better care of the basketball. I've got them for 6 turnovers already in this first quarter. And they're just 2 of 7 from the field. So Streaks up 12-4, and you get the feeling they could run away with this if Dunlap doesn't get better offensively.
So a minute 54 to go in the first quarter. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation not only to Taylorville this weekend, but everywhere we go for Silver Streaks boys basketball, girls basketball, football. Jim and I traveling in a 2016 Nissan Altima with just over 32,000 miles on it. And we remind you about the lifetime warranty that's available on all vehicles at, with some really, really minor contingencies that go along with it. What is it, 80,000 miles, anything under 80,000 miles? That's going to be just about everything out there on the lot. So check it out, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive in North Henderson Street. I got distracted because Quirky Card was pretty intense in that timeout over there with Dunlap as Kyle Hawthorne drives the lane and lays it up.
Yeah, if there was a honeymoon period with the team, I think it just ended in that timeout.
A lot of yelling, a lot of slamming going on over there. Energizing for a basket coming out of the timeout. The Streaks lead is 6. Price squares up for 3, passes it up, drives to the free throw line and gets fouled in the act of shooting, and he'll get a couple free throws here. 12-6, minute 24 to go, first quarter. Second foul of the game on Adam White. Price at the free throw line this season, 21 out of 34. Eyes the first one and hits it. He's 2 out of 3 here in this quarter, 4 points now.
And Eric is such a matchup problem for teams because he is so physical. Mm-hmm. He's going to go where he wants to go. I mean, it's just really hard to stop him. Now, if I'm Dunlap, I'll let him take the outside shot until he starts hitting. Because if he starts hitting, then it's a problem. But he's missed 4 from the outside, but down low, he's going to make most everything in there. And the second free throw is up, and it's out.
Well, and Eric, like many perimeter shooters, once he finds the range, he can light things up in a hurry. Yeah. But until he does, I think you're right. They'll let him go ahead and shoot the ball from there. 13-6, the Galesburg lead as we approach the one-minute mark here in quarter number one. Forcing Card out high, dribbles around down the lane. Off-balance shot, flips it up from behind his head and banks it in for the basket. And now we've got a stoppage of play by the officials. And I don't know what that was about, but I think we're going to get things underway. Well, they're going to go ahead, and while they stopped it, they're going to go ahead and let Chatterton back into the game, replacing Card. That was a tough off-balance shot. I give Card a lot of credit, hanging in the air like he did with his arms stretched behind him.
And getting bumped, I thought, going up there too.
13-8, Galesburg by 5, under a minute to go first quarter. Anderson, free throw line, Mitchell Sampson. Right side, Milan. Down low, Cunningham. Baseline, skips it back out. Milan, Sampson, they swing it back around left side of the arc. Price shoots up for 3. A little bit long, weak side rebound. Milan with those long arms, can't finish. And the ball knocked out into the hands of Pressure for Dunlap. Got a couple good looks at it, couldn't knock him down. Dunlap could pull within 3, maybe 2 here. Left corner, Myers. Down the lane, stolen away. Intended for Pressure. Sampson reached it in and stole it. Mitchell, left side, Anderson. Squares up, shoots a 17-footer, in and out. Rebound, Mitchell in the lane. Gets tripped going to the basket and keeps his balance and banks it in.
Really nice. That's a tough shot by Sampson there to get that thing up and in.
15-8 Galesburg, final 4 seconds. Dunlap has to get a shot off. Cunningham steals it away, and that's how the first quarter ends. 15-8 Galesburg over Dunlap after 1. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Save time when you buy online at yemauto.com. This is Sarah Yem. Buying your next new vehicle at Yem has never been easier. Skip the paperwork. Save time at the dealership by doing the work from home at yemauto.com. With FastPass at yemauto.com, you can value your trade, personalize payments, or pre-qualify for credit. Save time by buying online. Structure your deal today by using FastPass at yemauto.com.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with 2 sausage patties and 2 slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
And participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow as Illinois takes on Florida Atlantic. Coverage begins at 1 p.m.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
One quarter gone at Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Will Stevenson, our broadcast engineer. Galesburg with a 15-8 lead over Dunlap. Eagles with the ball to start off the second quarter. In the right corner, poked away briefly, but Bear hangs on to it for Dunlap. Now down low to Chatterton. Pump fakes, puts it up, and a hack on the arm. Jackson Chatterton will shoot 2 free throws.
Now Dunlap today, much like Rochester last night, going to have to find a way to take care of that basketball a little bit better. Their dribbling is high and a little bit sloppy, and the Streaks will get a double team any chance they get. Poke it away. Dunlap had 8 turnovers in that first quarter.
First free throw circles around and in for Jackson Chatterton. First foul of the game on Mitchell Sampson.
And Dunlap nearly turned it over on that first possession of the second quarter, too, but got to the basket, now getting the free throws and cutting the lead to 5.
Chatterton knocks down both. Would help if I put those in the right quarter on my score sheet. 15-10 is the Galesburg lead. Token pressure by Dunlap, streaks into the front court. Now Price loses the ball into the backcourt, but it went off Chatterton, and now he airmails it, and it sails over Quinn Anderson's head out of bounds.
He's just too strong for his own good that time. He picked that thing up and thought he'd rifle it right over there, and boy, he rifled it all right.
He rifled it, yep.
Wow.
Third Galesburg turnover, first of the second quarter. We're just underway, 15-10 is the Galesburg lead. Dunlap with the ball, trying to get back within 3, maybe 2 here. Bear on the outside, trying to crossover dribble, poked free by McCants, dives on the floor with Chatterton. Loose ball handled and knocked out of bounds. By Dunlap, last touch, apparently. Okay.
Boy, quick hands by Jalen,
sure,
helping
are
to force that turnover. It feels like the Streaks ought to be more than 5 points
it
ahead.
Does. I agree.
But that's where we're at. We really haven't shot a high percentage, just 6 of 19 in the first quarter.
McCants passes one through the lane over to Endoff. They reverse it back around.
Wow.
Price squares up for a long 3. It's off the front of the rim. Long rebound chased down by Baumgartel for Dunlap. Drives it into the front court and Streaks get beat down court by Kyle Hofthorn. We've seen that from time to time this season. About the time we think maybe the Streaks have cleaned it up, they get burned on the long court, pass down, and get beat in transition, and the lead is only three now. Swinging around to the left side. Sampson drives, runs into a man. Contact, no foul. They get it to end off in the right corner. Three goes in and out. Jalen McCants with a rebound put back.
Well, that's a big basket here. Streaks hadn't done much and seen the lead cut to three and missed a shot, but there was McCants in a perfect spot to put it back in.
Well, he locked onto that rebound too, didn't it? The ball just kind of hung there, and he grabbed it. I mean, just snatched it out of the air and quickly put it back up and in. Now a foul on the Streaks on the other end as their 15th foul and the second of the game on Eric Price. 17-12 is the Galesburg lead.
Nick Fields will come back in for Galesburg as Mitchell Sampson will take a seat.
Three out for Dunlap, three in. Set the lineup here for you momentarily. Adam White will inbound it left of the basket, gets it into the left corner to Brendan Myers, drives on Fields, cut off, skips it out to Hawthorne on the elbow, working against Keith Cunningham in the man defense. Drives in, contact again, no foul either way. Jalen McCants rebounds a miss and a reach-in foul called on White, I think. That'll be his third if it is. Yep, third foul on Adam White. Good defense by Keith, especially as he got shoved off. Little push off, freed him up for the shot.
You know, they've called 10 fouls in this game, five on each team. They probably could have called five more on each team. It's been pretty physical.
As we said, they let him play last night in the Rochester game, too.
That ended up a continuous clock. It moved pretty fast.
Oh, good idea by Endoff to get it to the inside to Cunningham, but Keith couldn't handle the pass. Streaks turn it over at the other end. Bear misses a shot right in front of the basket. Dunlap with the rebound. Out to Card, who squares up for three and missed it. Another rebound by Dunlap, and that one goes up and in by Hawthorne. Athletic move high in the air, hung up there, and handled the ball long enough to bank it in, and the Dunlap Eagles are back within three.
First two offensive rebounds of the game for Dunlap, both on the same possession, and yields a basket.
Anderson pulls up left baseline, shoots and scores from about 15 feet out.
That's what we need. We need a few of these guys to loosen things up from the outside.
And now the ball knocked out of bounds. McCants gets a hand on it, trying to go for the steal. Dunlap hangs on to it. Having a nice conversation there with one of the officials before the game. Sounds like you had some Florida conversation going on there.
Yeah, Jay Smith from Vandalia, he's the crew chief here, and he said, yeah, he said, normally I'm in Florida by now, but they wanted me to do this tournament, so he signed up for it.
Of course, Vandalia, the Silver Streaks girls, winners yesterday at the Mattoon tournament. Here's a bad shot, a rebound by the Streaks, and a transition bucket by Nick Fields at the other end. And another timeout. This time by Mike Reynolds, a full timeout with a 21-14 Galesburg lead, 5:02 to go first half. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights and everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
21-14 Galesburg, 5:02 to play here in this first half. Streak coming out of the full timeouts and Endoff, Fields, Cunningham, McCants, and Anderson back on the floor. For Dunlap, it'll be Bear, Hawthorne, Card, Aunt Myers, and inbounding will be Joe Swanson. So two freshmen on the floor for the Eagles right now in Swanson and Card. Myers, a junior, brings it into the front court, into the 6'7 senior Bear on the left side. 7-point Galesburg lead. Just kind of hung there since Galesburg took the lead in the first quarter. Now Cunningham with a steal, gathers the ball, tries to drive the other end, and then loses the handle on the ball driving in from the left side, and the ball comes right back to him, gets called for traveling.
Yeah, it's interesting. Nice steal by Keith, but it seemed like the farther he got down the court, the more trouble he was having containing that dribble. And then the defenders, they caught up with him, and he was trying to go in one-on-two and just turned it right back over.
Card on the right side, cut off by Field, so he dribbles it back out into the hands of Swanson. Now a dribble down the left side of the lane. Shot up over Cunningham, but wouldn't go down for Hawthorne. Keith with the rebound, his third of the game. Had a double-double last night with 11 rebounds. Quick feed by Anderson in the lane to McCanson. Gets blocked. The rebound tipped out to Nick Fields, driving in from the left side. Out to Anderson, top of the arc. Misses the three. Rebound again juggled around on the floor. Cunningham gets a handle on it. Now a whistle called as a push foul called against Cody Bear as Cunningham tried to control the rebound, and the Streaks will hang on to it. Just over halfway to go in the second quarter. Shoot, it's hard to keep up with all
it
this
is.
Stuff.
I'd say what Kyle Hawthorne for Dunlap, he's 6'4", he's a senior. It just looks like he's got a lot of raw talent. I mean, a guy that could really be something, but I mean, now as a senior, you know, I don't know too much about his background, but boy, he's a good looking athlete.
Long three by Quinn Anderson won't go down. Rebound for Baumgartel for Dunlap. Streaks not shooting well in this tournament, last night or tonight, or today so far, especially from 3-point range. 3 out of 18 in the game last night. Have knocked down only one here today from Jalen McCants, of all people. Pass interior, trying to force his way up with a shot. And we're going to get a foul called Connor Rockow down low. Looked like Keith Cunningham was squared up pretty well with his arms straight up in the air, but I guess they're going to get end off with a reach from the backside, and that's his second.
Yeah, Justin couldn't help himself when he saw that move. Their first free throw is off because Rockow is not a quick guy, and so I think Endoff thought, I can reach in there and poke it away. It was a good try, but he got some wrist and got whistled for it.
21-14 is the Galesburg lead. 3:43 to go first half. 6 team fouls apiece. Rockout gets the second free throw to drop through. The lead is 6 for the Streaks with the ball. The 1-2-2 full court trap. And the Streaks now get it into the front court. Price to Endoff. Cut off on the wing. Now double team, needs help getting it away. Finds Cunningham open to the left side and banks it up and in.
Good find. Good find. When you're double teamed, you know somebody's got to be open, and he was able to sneak through those white jerseys and find it on the other side. Now we got a foul on Galesburg the other way.
That's third of the game on Eric Price. So the tournament hasn't been kind to him so far. In foul trouble in the game last night.
He's a bull in the china shop most of the time out here. He really is.
You like the aggressiveness.
Uh-huh.
But as Mike Reynolds has talked from time to time in recent weeks, you got to find a way to do it without fouling, especially when you're playing that up-tempo style of defense. So the first free throw by Will Press here on a 1-1 knocks it down. His first point of the game. 23-16, Galesburg by 7.
Well, it's kind of like driving a red sports car. You're gonna be looked at for speeding more closely, and Eric's just a big body, and so we've always said that if you're big and tall or you're big and wide, you're just a better target for the officials, and you just have to pull it back a little more than some of the other guys.
Streaks trying to break the trap press again. Now Fields into the front court to Anderson, dribbles away from the Whoa. Scoring table and airmails Justin Endoff on the flip side.
Probably hear the ball smack against that brick wall. Whew, that was a long one.
Fifth turnover of the Streaks, if your numbers match mine anyway.
Yep.
Third of the quarter. Dunlap has done a better job handling the ball. I have them with just 2 turnovers this quarter.
Yeah, after coughing it up 8 times in the first quarter. And again, the Streaks only up by 6 in this game. It just feels like it ought to be more than that.
They find an opening and a nice job knifing down the lane, Kyle Hawthorne. And he was able to control the shot up and in between one defender flying at him from the side and another swiping across from the front and toward the back. So down to a 4-point lead now with 2:45 to go in the half. Anderson up top, Fields. Right side, McCants. Streaks get it back up top. Nick drives, leaves it off underneath. Cunningham loses the handle on the ball.
Should have been an assist for Fields. Heck of a job getting it down, but Keith just couldn't get it on the floor and up.
Keith's having a hard time hanging on to the ball in this game. Under 2.5 to go for the half, and an illegal screen set away from the ball. It'll be a Dunlap turnover, their 11th of the game. And they're going to call the foul on Connor Rockow, his first. And the 7th team foul on Dunlap, and we're going to shoot a 1-1 on that. Even though it was on the offensive end.
I'm not sure we ever get to the bonus last night. Been late in one of the halves.
But I don't think we did.
There just weren't that many fouls called, and then we got into continuous clock, and it was a pretty snappy ball game.
Cunningham, 73% from the line on the season, 29 out of 41 coming into this game. He's got 6 points so far, knocks down the front end of the 1-1.
Well, there were just four blowouts here yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, the closest game was 12, I think, if I remember right. Yeah, IBC over Rantoul, 65-53, 12 points.
And that one was never really in doubt.
Mm-hmm. Cunningham knocked down both. He's got 4 points in each quarter. The Streaks lead is 6 at 25-19. Scrappy Dunlap team. Now Jackson Chatterton trying to do too much with the dribble. Ball on the floor, but he somehow comes up with it. And now a block by McCants on the shot on Hawthorne.
Wow.
Saves the ball on the sideline and gets it into the front court. Streaks in transition. And Quinn Anderson going up for the shot down to the baseline and a blocking foul called. Dunlap was to its feet immediately thinking they had a charge called as Anderson was going strong to the basket. But instead, it's the first foul of the game on Kyle Brooks, and Anderson will shoot two free throws.
It's an interesting possession by Dunlap. It looked like they were going to turn it over for sure. Some bad ball handling. Well, somehow they got it out. Then it looked like they were going to get a layup, and McCants comes over and gets from the second position back on defense, gets the great block, and the Streaks headed the other way.
So and then did a balancing act on the baseline to get the rebound.
Yeah, and, you know, he had the big putback there he talked about a few minutes ago. He's been big in some key situations in this first half.
Anderson knocks down one of two free throws. It's a seven-point Galesburg lead, 26-19, 2 minutes to go first half. Card, the freshman up top, picks up his dribble, gets it right side over to Bear. Now into the right corner. Pressure skips it back through the lane. Tough job, tough pass. And Kyle Hawthorne finds a way to a reverse layup going under the basket and coming up with it on the other side. 5-point Galesburg lead. Hawthorne with 8 in the quarter. Minute 40 to go for the half. Cunningham, right corner, Sampson. Drives around his man in the lane. Scoops it to Cunningham. Does a nice job to hang on to that one and curls it up and in with a finger roll. That was a tough pass from Sampson, and Keith locked onto it. Now cutting off on the baseline, Sampson knocks Pressure forced into a pass. Baumgartel drives, cut off by Anderson at the free throw line, and back out into the hands of Cody Bear on the dribble against McCants. Bear trying to get around Jalen, and a foul called on Jalen. Just going right at him. Jalen can't figure out what he did wrong, but you saw it.
Yeah, yeah, he just got too much body there and a reach as well, so I'd have called that one. But the biggest guy in the tournament at the line at 6'7".
6'7". See, last night, Bear had 11 in the game for Dunlap in their loss to Sterling. Knocks down the first free throw. That's his first point of the game here. 28-22, Silver Streaks by 6. Bear made his only free throw last night. He gets 2 here and misses the second. McCants locks onto the rebound. Jalen's got 5 boards in the game. Cunningham with 4 to lead the Streaks. Anderson fields in the backcourt. Nick into the front court now. Scoops it back over to Anderson in the midcourt circle. And an illegal screen set. Turnover against the Silver Streaks. That's their 7th of the game.
6th in this quarter.
First of the game on Fields.
Yeah, 28-22. So the Streaks just probably will lead at halftime, but they have not been able to shake free from this Dunlap Eagle team.
So 6 in the quarter, you say? So 8 for the game then. I said 7, so I was off by 1. At the top of the arc, Brendan Myers now feeds it to the outside to Hawthorne, who will hang on to it. And Streaks are not going to come out and force the issue right now. Dunlap seems content to try to hold the ball for the final 40-plus seconds of this half and get off a final shot. We don't see this very often in this day and age.
Just thinking the exact same thing.
Oh, and a 3-second lane violation as Brendan Myers standing in the lane completely fell asleep, and Mitch Sampson was right on top of it. He totally saw that coming. Wow. Talking about something you don't see very often.
I didn't know what he blew the whistle for. I mean, there was nothing going on.
No. That's exactly what happened with Brendan Myers, just standing in the lane of all places with nobody moving.
You don't think of it when the ball's not moving.
So the Streaks with the ball, 20 seconds to go, and a 6-point lead trying to extend it right before halftime.
Now hopefully we'll get the final shot here.
End off, left side, McCants drives, cut off in the free throw line, bounces it over to Riley Milan. Anderson looks up at the clock, 8 seconds to go. Quinn to the free throw line, kicks it out, end off, long three, off the front of the rim. McCants with the putback at the buzzer. The ball came right to him, and in the air, he quickly let it go, and the Streaks do convert on the final possession of the half and lead by eight, going to the locker room.
That's a hard shot because you know you don't have any time. You can't come down with the ball or the clock's going to expire. And the way he got that, it wasn't like a tip drill. It was kind of came about halfway down on his body, and so he almost had to shove the thing back up there. And if you ever tried to do that and get it to be accurate at all, it's really difficult. Well, he got it right off the middle of the square of the glass, and it went in. So McCants has been my player of the game so far for the Streaks in some key situations in this first half, and the Streaks go to the locker room up 8 points.
30-22 is your score. We'll take a break, come back, take a look at the first half statistics, talk things over with the coaching staff as well. Galesburg by eight at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com.
Certain professions require certain footwear, and Breedlove's gets that. For CNAs, nurses, or anyone who spends a lot of time on their feet, you'll want to check out their Dansko, clogs, or Allegria options. At 10% off every single day, Breedlove's offers Red Wing work boots and Timberline steel and soft toes at 15% off every single day. And they carry a host of other customer-favorite brands like Sass, Merrell, and Sperry's. Head to Breedlove's Sporting Goods, Shoes, and Boots in downtown Kewaunee, or go online anytime to breedlovesports.com.
Market-based pricing.
That's just a buzzword.
Sounds clinical, technical, and dare I say,
boring.
But MVP, that's what the cool kids call it.
He totally just made that up.
Is the best thing that's happened to car buying since heated seats. Hi, I'm Brian Penniman, GM at the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Market-based pricing is your best friend as a consumer because it means you get the lowest price available on the market and you don't even have to negotiate for it. So when you're ready to own the most reputable brand on the road, buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Online at Galesburg Toyota.
If you have hard water, the Lime Scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Lime Scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Taylorville. Silver Streaks lead Dunlap 30-22. It's been an entertaining game to watch, and it's been hard fought on both ends. Silver Streaks have tried to get some separation, but it just hasn't happened. Dunlap has hung around, you know, As much as we both feel like the Silver Streaks have really controlled this game for the most part. Dunlap's just a little bit of a, even just a mini run away. Not even have to be a big run. And they could tie this game up easily. So the Silver Streaks looking for some separation, certainly, in the second half.
Yeah, Galesburg got the last couple of baskets of that first half to make the lead feel a little more representative of the way we thought this first half had gone. About an eight point spread right now,
which matches the Streaks' biggest lead of the game, which it's been there a couple of times, including here at the half, 30-22. Let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics, the team numbers. Maybe we'll squeeze in the individual scoring here as well. Our numbers brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg.
Well, Dunlap shooting the ball a hair better than Galesburg, but it's a volume discount thing for the Silver Streaks because they got 31 shots off in that first half. Hit just 12 of them, 39%. Mm. Dunlap 8 of 20 from the field, 40%. Yeah, I've done basketball games before where a team got 30 shots in an entire game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, and you get 31 and a half. I mean, I know the game has changed and that you're just getting up and down the court and shooting it a lot more than you ever used to, but it's always grabs me when I see that many shots in one half in a high school game. Rebounds, as was the case last night. Galesburg out-rebounded Rochester 2-1. Nearly a 2-1 advantage here on the Eagles of Dunlap. 20 rebounds for Galesburg to 12 for the Eagles. And again, the streaks pounding the offensive glass, getting 10 of those rebounds on the offensive end. So again, while we're still not shooting the ball particularly well from the perimeter through two games here, we're getting a number of second and third chances and making up the difference. Turnover count a little higher than Dunlap would want, I'm sure. 12 for the half, and the Silver Streaks with 8.
Talk about not shooting well. As we mentioned, the Streaks were 3 of 18 from three-point range last night. They're just 1 of 11 in this game, so 4 out of 29. And again, you know, we talked about it last night, what the score could have been last night if the Streaks had made just a few more three-pointers. Well, they'd be a lot more comfortable if they just knocked down a couple more in this game, too. They just haven't been able to find the range down here so far.
Yeah, and I guess if you're going to have that struggle, these first two opponents, probably, you know, you can have that and still get away with it with the advantage inside. But tonight against Sterling and then tomorrow potentially against the Taylorville team, you better hit some shots, especially Taylorville. These guys every year come out and they just launch on their home court, and they are tough to beat down here.
Dunlap is not shot a three-point basket in this game, not even attempted one. They're 6 of 8 from the free throw line. The Streaks are 5 out of 8. The lead is 8, 30-22 for Galesburg. We'll take a break, come back, talk things over with the coaching staff on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The top stories of the day and so much more. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's local news.
I'm Tyler Gumm. This is 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's news. Sugar High Theatricals wants to help you ring in the new year with his New Year's Eve Cabaret Monday night. The show will feature the most popular musical numbers from the group's last 5 years of performances. Tickets are $10. The cabaret from 10 o'clock p.m. Monday night to 12:10 a.m. on Tuesday. Alcoholic beverages may be purchased for an additional cost, and tickets will be available at the door on the night of the performance for $12. To purchase advance tickets, you can call 309-532-7840. Retired State Senator John Sullivan is getting back into government as Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker has named Democrat Sullivan as the state's next director of the Department of Agriculture. Sullivan represented the 47th District, which includes a portion of Galesburg, Monmouth, and Macomb for 15 years, with a stint chairing the Senate Agriculture and Conservation Committee. Pritzker's team says that Sullivan's lawmaking tenure was a strong advocate for the state's vital agriculture industry and a pioneer new agricultural and renewable fuel programs. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's News.
Robert, there's water running down the stairs. Do something before it ruins all the carpeting and walls.
Too late, sweetheart.
Hi, folks. This is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Don't get caught off guard with a catastrophe like this. Sign up for our annual plumbing maintenance program. We'll do a complete inspection of all your plumbing as well as your sanitary sewer and give you the peace of mind you deserve knowing your plumbing is in good condition. Call us today at 342-HEAT for more details. You'll be glad you did.
The official WGIL forecast: cloudy today with a chance of flurries this afternoon and a high of 33. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 21. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high near 30. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 20. Sunday, sunshine and a high of 40. Chance of snow overnight Sunday night, low of 30. New Year's Eve Monday, cloudy with rain or snow likely for a while and a high of 38. Right now, it's 29 at WGIL.
Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
30-22 is the halftime lead for the Silver Streaks over Dunlap here at Taylorville. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go courtside with Jim Lee and Ryan Hart.
All right, at halftime, the Silver Streaks up by 8 with Ryan Hart. It seemed in the first few minutes of this game like we were really going to take control of it. And then as the half lingered, Dunlap was able to make some inroads. Your thoughts on the way this thing played out?
Well, we were up 10-4, and they have a long subbing rotations, almost like hockey lines, 4-in, 4-out, 5-in, 5-out. They do a good job keeping the tempo at their pace. They do a lot of hard cutting, hard screening. So, I mean, we got to make sure that we're defending that stuff.
It seems like through the first two games here, we'd make it easier on ourselves if we'd hit some perimeter shots. Everything's having to come inside right now.
Well, we need to keep on getting the ball inside. That is our best offense, and that'll open up wide open three-point shots for us. And eventually some of those are going to start falling.
Very good. Have a good half.
Thanks.
Thanks, as always, to assistant coach Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime. Individual scoring quickly. Kyle Hawthorne leads the way for Dunlap with 10 points. Brock Card with 4. Jackson Chatterton, Will Pressier, and Carl Baumgartel each with 2. Cody Bear and Connor Rocco with 1. For the Silver Streaks, Keith Cunningham leads away with 10. Jalen McCanza has 7 points, 6 rebounds. Eric Price, Nick Fields each with 4. Mitchell Sampson with 2. Quinn Anderson has 3. And the Silver Streaks lead it here as we get ready to start the third quarter, 30-22. Both teams out on the floor ready to go. Officials checking things over, making sure something's ready on the sideline, and they've got the official at the scoring table ready to go. And we're underway. Cunningham, Fields end off. Mitchell Sampson and Jalen McCants to start off the third quarter. Price stays on the bench with 3 fouls. Gelsberg with an 8-point lead, biggest of the game, trying to extend it here, getting started here in the third quarter. McCants on the baseline. Up top, McCants. Right side swinging around over to Cunningham in the corner. Keith skips it back left side over to Endoff on the wing. Justin dribbles once, gives it over to Fields at the volleyball line. Now Justin, left wing, squares up for 3, off the mark again. Cunningham reaches behind to grab the rebound and gets fouled on the putback. Tough rebound.
Yeah, those second chance opportunities are what our bread and butter here so far at this Taylorville tournament. Another miss from the outside, but free throws coming for Cunningham's hard work inside.
Leads the Streaks in scoring with 10 as the first free throw rolls off. So trying to make it the biggest lead of the game here. It's been 8 on a couple of occasions. And the second one by Keith on the way. And the right-hander knocks it down. Leads the Streaks in scoring with 11 and gives them their biggest lead now at 31-22. 4, Dunlap, Baumgartel into the front court, along with Myers and Bear. Myers did not start the game. Back into the game, Adam White with 3 fouls. Gives off to Bear, driving down the lane on the give and go and the layup.
Yeah, Bear at 6'7 can cover a lot of space with a stride or two. He went all the way down the lane with that ball without putting it on the ground.
Streaks break into the front court. Cunningham gets out of the trap with a feed to Fields. Now bounce pass right side to Sampson. Tries to get it over left side. It's deflected. Now stolen away by White. 9th turnover on the Streaks. Driving the other way, Baumgartel falls down in the lane. No travel called. Nick Field just picks up the ball, takes it the other direction. All the way down the lane, scoops it up over Rockow. Won't go down, but a blocking foul called as Fields kind of faded to the left side of Rockow, trying to draw the charge, and that's the second of the game against the big man for Dunlap. And the player still down on the other end is Baumgartel for Dunlap.
Yeah, as he went inside and put that ball up, he just crumbled.
Buckled,
yeah. Yeah, his right knee's already been taped, and that's what he was holding. And, boy, that's you hate to see that.
So this both teams are going to take an opportunity to huddle up. I want to mention, too, Dunlap's got a player, Gabe Calhoun, a 6'1 sophomore. As a freshman last year, was very active and was a handful, not only against the Silver Streaks, but against everyone they played. He was really active, and he's on the bench in street clothes over there, and what a difference he could be making for this team right now. Obviously, we didn't ask Coach Corky Card about it because had we known he would be in street clothes, we certainly would have at least found out, is that a tournament thing? Is it a one-game thing? Is it an injury? But that's a kid. As active as he was on this team last year as a freshman, he was a real leader for them, and he's a missing piece for them right now.
Yeah, well, in talking with Coach Card, he said they had several transfers, and I'm not sure. Do you remember the Hawthorne kid from last year, Kyle Hawthorne? The one I was talking about is so athletic. To me, he looks like a guy that ought to be a 15-18 point per game guy. I mean, he's a tremendous athlete. He moves well, lanky, confident.
He did play last year. He didn't do much against the Streaks in any of their games. In fact, he didn't even play in the last game. He only scored 2 points in the other two games. Nick Fields to the line, knocks down the first free throw. He's got 5, and the Streaks lead is back to 8. Baumgartel was helped off and is being checked out, kind of rubbing the right knee and rubbing the backside of his knee as Fields misses the second free throw. Bear steps into the lane and hauls down the rebound. Cody Bear at 6'7", that's his first rebound. And Dunlap turns it over. Sampson with a steal, leads to Fields at the break at the other end, and the layup. And Chatterton tried to draw the charge. No foul called either way, and the Streaks lead by 10 for the first time in this game now. Bear, left side turnaround jumper from the baseline, missed it. Quinn Anderson with a weak side rebound, dribbles out of the trap, brings it into the front court. Fields feeds it left side. Cunningham in the corner. Now Hawthorne comes over, covers him up, drives baseline, and a timeout, 30-second timeout called by Coach Mike Reynolds. As he didn't like what he saw in the half court, apparently.
Cunningham was in a little trouble over there in the corner trying to find somebody to get the ball off to, and I think Mike just sensed a turnover might be coming. There wasn't a lot of help coming Cunningham's way either. Probably a good use of your 30-second timeout there.
Streaks only a little 4-2 start here to the third quarter, but it's pushed the lead to 10 and with the ball. And, you know, part of it could be just sort of strategic here. Mike Reynolds may be recognizing this could be a key stretch of the game here. Of course, this is when they really opened up the game against Rochester last night and really put everything out of reach. And
we've been going like a 20-point run, wasn't it?
Between the second quarter, the points scored at the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half, 21 in a row. So I think maybe, you know, recognizing that could be looming here if the Streaks can handle this correctly. So try to make a good possession here and extend this 10-point lead further into double digits. McCants on the inbound. Cunningham, Fields. Yep, turnover. An illegal screen away from the ball. I think they're going to call that on McCants.
It's just interesting the things that different crews look for. And I know that everybody's looking for that more this year. But you hardly ever see a traveling call anymore. And yet, you know, you get 5 or 6 of these illegal screens every game.
And Dunlap at the other end misses the first 3-point attempt of the game by Hawthorne. An air ball, which Jalen McCants rebounds for his 7th of the game. Sampson over to Fields, fakes the pass, into the lane, knocks loose, gets it back, skips it back out to Anderson. Steps inside the arc, over to McCants on the wing for 3, in and out. Jalen's the only one who's knocked down a 3 for the Streaks today, and he can't finish that one. Swanson with the rebound, feeds it through the lane, deflected by Sampson, turnover Dunlap. Cunningham with a steal. Layup at the other end with a left hand fading away from the basket and just got it up and in. Tough shot again.
Keith is funny. He'll miss some shots that you think, well, that's fairly easy, and he'll make the most incredibly hard shots.
Another miss, and now McCants loses the handle on the rebound as Pressier. Two Dunlap players battle him away from the rebound, and Dunlap gets another crack at it.
Give Keith the Pierre Williams Award going back a few years.
And a 3 again by Hawthorne. This one is good. So they hadn't taken one the whole game until Hawthorne missed one a moment ago. His 2nd one of the game is good, and the lead is 9, under 5 to go third quarter. Cunningham into the front court. McCants right through his hands. He just got careless with it. Ball went right through his hands out of bounds. And a timeout, I think, by Mike Reynolds.
Yeah, he's not a happy
coach. No, he is not. Full timeout with 4:47 to go, third quarter. 9-point Galesburg lead. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every 5th oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our 3rd consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
36-27 Galesburg, 4:47 to go third quarter, coming out of the Galesburg full timeout.
Galesburg players were not in the huddle for long, but they all come out a pound or two lighter, I think, from that conversation with Mike Reynolds.
And really frustrated, I think, by a couple of these turnovers here early in the third quarter. Streaks have an opportunity to extend the lead. Now they force another Dunlap turnover, trying to convert on this transition opportunity. Fields, left side Cunningham, fakes from the wing, drives, scoops
Are
it up with a reverse with the whirlwind, and he does it again.
Wow.
Another difficult shot made, and Cunningham's got 5 in the quarter, 15 for the game.
Well, the judges will be holding up 8s and 9s on that difficulty. That was sweet.
Crossover dribble by Hawthorne, passes it into the left corner to Pressier. Meanwhile, Carl Baumgartel is still being treated at the end of the Dunlap bench. It would be a big loss if he can't come back, not only in this game, but for this tournament.
I can't imagine him coming back in this game. That knee just doesn't look very stable.
driving. Chatterton gets Mitchell Sampson into the air. And then Jaylen just as McCants. He goes up for the shot, McCants comes to the backside and hammers it out of bounds.
That was fun to watch because Jaylen, clear from the other side of the court, could see what was developing. And he came from about halfway down the other baseline and timed that block perfectly. He just knew what was going to happen.
Chatterton against Sampson again, trying to back his way in. Cut off, kicks it out to Card. The freshman drives down the lane and a block by Fields. Card hits the deck. No foul called either way. And the ball goes out of bounds and the Streaks. Good defense. Forcing Dunlap to inbound it again.
And I think McCants got a good piece of that one, too, as he went in.
So another dead ball rebound, and now Fields hits the deck as he tries to work around the screen with Card working around, and that's going to be the fifth Dunlap turnover of the quarter, just 4 minutes, 13 seconds into the second half, and the first foul of the game on the freshman Brock Card. Anderson, Fields in the backcourt. Nick into the front court to Quinn now. Stops at the volleyball line. Back to the middle. Now into the lane. Sampson steps right. Puts it up and in with a little flip shot with the right hand.
Yeah, good, quick, strong move by Sampson.
He's got 4 in the game. Streaks lead by 13. Under 3.5 to go, third quarter. Up top, Chatterton. Crossover dribble. Left side over to Brendan Myers. He'll launch a long 3 off the front of the rim. And the long rebound out to Chatterton. Now to the right side it goes, a little hop step by Carr, drives to the free throw line, reverses directions down the right side of the lane, gets a shot down and a foul. That was a tricky little move. Card created that one for himself, gets a chance at an and one.
Yeah, the Card, the coach's son, just a freshman, very confident, and will have a real good career here in Dunlap, obviously. And it's interesting, we were talking with their coach, Corky Card, before the game, and basketball's in their blood. His dad was a coach. And he said, honestly, he said when his dad coached him, he described their relationship as caustic.
Huh.
he said his dad was very old school, very hard line, and Corky said they get along now, but they just had differences of opinion on a lot of things when he was young.
Jaylen McCants from the left side knifes between two defenders, gets into the lane and goes up with the right hand. His first basket of the second half, he's got 9. Now Card at the other end. The lead is 12 for the Streaks, by the way, 42-30. Down the lane, Bear with an up and in and off the mark with a right hand. Keith Cunningham with the 6th rebound. Cunningham drives into the corner. Sampson for 3.
There
he knocks it down.
By the way, Mitchell.
Only the second 3 of the game for the Streaks. And the lead is 15 now. And another Dunlap. Well, timeout now. 45-30 as the Streaks have opened up the lead, and Corky Card calls a full timeout to try to avoid this game getting completely out of reach.
Yeah,
2:33 to go in the quarter.
Pleasure to watch Sampson's jump shot. I mean, that was one of those textbook. He had the clean look, nice release, good rotation on the ball, and nothing but net. We haven't had hardly any three-pointers go down in this couple of days we've been here. And so if we can find somebody with a hot hand out there. Again, we may not need it to win this one, but we're going to need it in the next few games for sure.
Yeah, the streak 6 of 7 from the field in this quarter. Is that right?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 6 of. I got 6 of 8.
6 of 8. Well, it's still a big improvement from what we saw in the first half. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week. As Jim and I travel in a 2016 Nissan Altima, just over 32,000 miles, and we'll have it back on the lot late tomorrow night. So feel free to head on out to the lot at Sandberg Drive and North Henderson Street when we get it back, or even before then, finish off your week with a car purchase and take advantage of that lifetime powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, no additional cost to the price. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty at the corner of North Henderson Street and Carl Sandberg Drive. Coming out of the timeout, a foul against the Silver Streaks will be the 3rd of the game on Fields, as Fields trying to fight through a screen, barreled over Chatterton. And the Streaks will inbound, or the Eagles will inbound it. Trailing by 15 now, 45-30, 2:20 to go, third quarter. Pass into the backcourt to Swanson. The freshman on the dribble to the left side over to Bear. 6'7 senior on the perimeter. Streaks did not enter Price into the game in this half at all with those 3 fouls. Card drives and passes it to Quinn Anderson. 18th Dunlap turnover. Quinn into the front court, down the lane, pulls up, 14-footer, circles around and drops through. His first basket of the half. The lead is 17 now at 47-30. Streaks had several offensive options on that. Now McCants just stuffs a steal. Loose ball picked up. McCants from Cunningham, drives to Anderson. Pulls up on the elbow, into the lane, through the hands of McCants, streaks, turn it over. That was a ragged transition. Now at the other end, Bear dribbles it off his foot out of bounds, and they give it right back.
Dunlap's had four turnovers in their last five possessions, and not really because they're necessarily sloppy. I've just been impressed with Galesburg's defense. Quick hands, good anticipation. I was watching Nick Fields, and here's a guy that doesn't score very often, but I think we take for granted everything he does.
Agreed.
His ball handling is very steady, and his defense is terrific.
Yeah, I was thinking that in the first half. Oh, bad pass by Anderson, but it's deflected to Sampson, avoiding the steal. Now Cunningham with it, drives into the lane, flips it up with a right-hand teardrop. He's got seven in the quarter. And the lead is 19 now at 49-30. Cunningham with 17 to lead the Streaks. Down the lane, deflected away, stolen by McCants. McCants drives, no looks at to Cunningham, saves it before it goes out of bounds. Field steps back, right down low to Jalen, up and in from the low blocks. Streaks are having some fun now.
And a lot of balance on offense. The points are coming from every position on the court.
51-30 Galesburg. Left side three, Myers passes it up. And a hand check foul called against the Silver Streaks will go against Quinn Anderson. His first of the game.
These guys probably need a little oxygen. The tempo of this thing has been up and down without much of a break there for a while.
Now Eric Price, I mentioned him just a moment ago, checks back in for his first action of the second half with 56 and a half seconds to go in the third quarter. And Fields, just as you said it, Jim, will get a nice rest here at the probably for the rest of the quarter, I'm guessing. Bounce pass on the inbound, deflected away by McCants, right to Cunningham, who wasn't ready for it. It's out of bounds. Streaks continue to disrupt and create defensive havoc. On the inbound, they find under the basket to Kyle Brooks, but he's covered up, passes it through the lane. It's off the hands of White, who controls it. Now misses, saves the ball on the rebound. It deflects off Cunningham, back over to Myers. Now down low, White with a turnaround, misses the shot again. Another battle for the rebound and a foul called against the Silver Streaks.
Well, Dunlap fighting. That's five offensive rebounds in the quarter, three on this particular trip. But it's so hard for them to get. I think it was the same case last night at Rochester. They get the ball in the lane, and they're so concerned about the Streaks in the neighborhood and shot-blocking abilities that they don't seem to put the ball up cleanly when they get it inside.
On the inbound, goes onto the wing to Brendan Myers, pulls it back out with down to 35 seconds to go. Now on the dribble, Brian Macklin, and travels.
Hey, a traveling call.
How many turnovers you had then for this quarter?
10.
I thought I missed one. 10.
Yeah.
22 for the game. And they've come in bunches.
Yes.
Which is part of the reason I think I missed one. It's hard to keep up with all of them. Streaks, drive, Cunningham, knifes through the lane, feeds it over to Cunningham, hits a 17-foot jumper from the left wing. 53-30 Galesburg. They have opened this game up in a hurry with 17 seconds to go in the third quarter. Myers on the dribble working against Anderson. Now right side it goes to Pressier. Back up top, swinging around left side over to Brooks. Now into the corner to Myers. Down to 4 seconds to go. Up top, White drives left side, misses the layup. And that's the end of the third quarter. With the Streaks on top, they outscored Dunlap 23-8 in the third quarter, the lead by 23 heading to the fourth. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks. Stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg. On your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big! And pull around, please.
Participating McDonald's for a limited time.
We try to help our customers save money.
Sean Pittman with Mid-State Manufacturing and Filter Service Center wants to help you save big bucks by having your filters cleaned rather than replaced. Cleaning filters gives you 95% efficiency at about half the price of a replacement, and they make it as easy as possible.
We offer pickup and delivery. We make it convenient for the customer to have their filters cleaned. Filter Service is proud to offer not only Wix filters, but now we offer Donaldson filters.
Filter Service Center and Mid-State Manufacturing. Quality machine and fabrication services to world-class customers.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streak lit it up in the third quarter. They lead by 23 heading into the final quarter, and Dunlap turns it over on the first possession. through the hands of one player, into the hands of Cunningham, who takes it the other direction. Anderson baseline, skips it out. Price shoots a three off the back iron. Rebound on the floor to Myers for Dunlap. Streaks lead by 23, 53-30 as we start the fourth quarter here at first game of the day at Taylorville. First of eight to be played here, two sessions of four games. On the left side in the corner, deflected pass. Dunlap gets onto it, though. White skips it back out into the hands of Pressier. Pressier cut off and pulls it back out. Throws it into the backcourt. Saved by Dunlap into the hands of Riley Milan. 24 turnovers for the Eagles. Now the ball deflected into the backcourt. Two players die for it. That leaves Dunlap open to pick it up in the backcourt. And the layup hangs on and then drops through for Brian Macklin. 53-31. You said earlier in the game, Jim, they don't finish well around the basket. Even with that wide-open layup.
Yeah, you wondered.
Here's a missed three. Brendan Myers with a rebound leads the break and loses the handle on it. Out of bounds, back to the Silver Streaks. Three turnovers already in the fourth quarter in only a minute 10. Just continues what's been the story of the game for the Eagles here.
Yeah, 25 for the game. But again, in their defense, I won't say they've had a lot of unforced errors. They've had a few, but the Silver Streaks, quick hands, solid defense, forcing many of those turnovers.
Quinn Anderson up top, right side over to Riley Milan. Squares for three and hits.
That away, Riley.
First basket of the game from Milan, and the lead is 56-31, Silver Streak. 56-32, rather, excuse me. Just outside the free throw line, Hawthorne up top to Macklin, trying to shake and bake on Sampson. Kicks it back out into the hands of Swanson. Swanson again, one of two freshmen, gets a lot of playing time for the Eagles. On the left side, Hawthorne. Cut off in the lane, skidded, but a foul called on Cunningham, his second.
Hmm. That's one of those, I don't think there's a whistle without the skid, but there was some contact there, and you're either going to have to call traveling on the ball handler or a foul, and Cunningham picked up the foul.
So let's see, we played 25 minutes, almost 26 minutes, 6:13 to go in the game. So Dunlap has a turnover a minute in this game at this point. And the Streaks lead is 24, 56-32. As we are ready to go, under 6 minutes to go for the game.
Well, and as the Silver Streaks found out last year, that thing, it's hard to shake when you commit turnovers. There's another one.
Cunningham with a steal and the run out. He goes for the jam and missed it.
Missed it by a lot.
By a lot. Jackson Chatterton with a rebound. Sampson trailing, tries to poke it away. Chatterton stops. Now he's trapped on a double team and a hand check called. Foul on the Silver Streaks. That's going to be on Eric Price. Fourth.
You know, last
so the target remains big on
yes,
Price.
Yes, it does. Well, you know, like we were talking about the turnovers, and last year, in listening to you and Steve, that especially in the big game, Sterling and some of those, it just those were the killers.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not as awful as what Dunlap has had here today with 26, but still, just in key situations, those are it's hard to cure that over the course of a season.
Chatterton knocks down the first free throw. 56-33, Silver Streaks. Again, Chatterton, born in Galesburg. His dad was a football coach for the Silver Streaks
yep.
at the time.
A Kelly Kane disciple through and through.
Yep. Streaks break the Dunlap pressure, leading by 22 as Chatterton has all four of his points from the free throw line for Dunlap. Anderson lost the ball, gets it over right side. Milan squares three again, same spot. Air ball this time. There's Cunningham with a weak side rebound put back.
That's an assist.
58-34 Silver Streaks as we approach 5 minutes to play in the game. Up top, Card trying to get around Sampson. Leaves it off for Chatterton. Loose ball, nearly stolen away. Now it is stolen away by Cunningham. Bear couldn't handle the pass. Leads the two-on-one, and a blocking foul called as Cunningham knocks down the shot. Trying to draw the charge, getting back for it was Swanson, and it's 60-34 and one for Cunningham.
Yeah, Keith towing the line. He's grimacing a little bit. There his bodies hit the floor, and he was one of them. And I don't know where he hit, but he's ready to shoot free throws. But you can tell he's felt better.
He's got 21 in the game, 10 in the first half, 11 in the second half. Misses the free throw. Price comes out of nowhere for the rebound, put back up with the left hand.
He just bullied his way into that one, didn't he?
62-34, a four-point play for the Streaks. The lead is 28. Chatterton caught along the baseline. Now, tough shot, turnaround miss, but Connor Rocha with a rebound put back. Streaks had good double-team defense down low, but then once Chatterton missed the shot, it left Rocha wide open for the rebound. In the lane, Cunningham cut off, now surrounded by four defenders, and the ball knocked free. Dunlap with the steal. Leading the break, Brooks goes up for the tough layup, high up off the glass and in. Brooks' first basket of the game. It's 62-38.
Yeah, I expected either Coach Reynolds or Cunningham to call a timeout there in that situation because you knew he was in big trouble just before he turned it over.
Sampson, left side Cunningham on the elbow, back up top to Mitchell. Price just outside the free throw line, turns, shoots, and scores. Four in the quarter.
Yeah, I guess you let guys work their way out of things when you're ahead 62-38.
Halfway through quarter number four, quick feed inside to Bayer, up and in with a right hand. 64-40. They'll keep the token 1-2-2 press on. Streaks get it into the front court. Endoff tries to feed to Price. Bad idea. Dunlap knocked it free and steals it away. Far side of the court. Bear driving baseline. He goes up for the dunk and went over the basket. Weak side rebound to Riley Milan. Mitchell drives it into the front court. To the lane. To the feed. Left corner. Endoff squares and drains a three. Let's see if that can get Justin going as the Streaks lead by 27 now at 67-40. And Gelsberg calls timeout. And Justin gets a big grin and a big slap on the back from assistant coach Steve Hawkins. I'm sure they're all glad to see that one go down for Justin.
Both teams look tired at this point, too. They're just wide open shots on both ends of the court this last couple of minutes. That one, you could once we kick that into the corner, I mean, all the Dunlap players just stood there in the middle of the lane just looking gassed like, I hope he misses it because I'm not going out there. But he hit it.
67-40, the Gelsberg lead. 3:29 to go here in the ball game. So we may not get this one to continuous clock like we saw last night, but still the Streaks accomplishing what they need to accomplish here. And Cunningham is done. Fields is done. Caleb Meadows is into the game. Sampson, Endoff, and Milan and Price all stay on the floor. In the left corner, Rockout trying to work around. Football player against football player there. And he creates a shot for himself along the baseline. Gets Price to fake one way and then fouled him. And that's the fifth of the game on Price. And Connor Rockout with his fifth point and a chance at a three-point play. So Price fouls out with eight. Four in the first quarter. Sat much of the second quarter, almost the entire third quarter. Got four more here in the fourth and is out of the game. Alex Egipciaco in to replace him. And Rocco gets the free throw. He's got five in the quarter, six for the game. 67-43 Streaks. Meadows in the backcourt had nine in the win over Rochester last night. Endoff skip pass left side. Meadows up top to Milan. Now over to Endoff on the wing. Skips it back over to Meadows. Into the left corner, Milan. Back to Kyleb. Shoots from the elbow. That one's off the mark. Rebound, Milan into the lane. Up with a right hand and in. Offensive rebound put back for Riley. He's got four rebounds in the game, 5 points. 69-43 Gelsberg. Macklin swings the ball down low, skips it over to Rocco. Fakes left, drives right, trying to take it to Egipciaco. Pump fakes, puts it up and in from about 5 feet out.
Everybody's scoring now.
Kid's showing some moves, doesn't he?
They've hit, three, four, five of their last six from the field. 7 of 9 in the period for Dunlap. But they can't stop Gelsberg on the other end.
2.5 minutes to go. The lead is 24, 69-45. Meadows into the lane. Milan, high post, skips it over Endoff. Tries it again from the right side. In and out. Rebound, loose ball, picked off by Macklin. On the run. Down the lane. Takes it all the way for the layup. 69-47. Justin sure would have liked to have seen that three go down to keep his confidence up.
I think Coach Reynolds would like to see that happen, too, because he knows that he's a guy that can be a real difference maker.
Endoff skips it into the left corner. Milan back out to Meadows. Minute 55 to go. Sampson, free throw line. Justin will square up. He's got a long time to measure that one and hit it. He's hit two of his last three now. Six for the game at 72-47.
Well, I think Riley Milan, if he keeps playing like he is, he's going to get more and more minutes. I really like a lot of what he's doing on both ends of the court right now.
He was in the first quarter in this game. That's about the earliest Riley's gotten into a game. So Coach Reynolds would agree. He must like what he sees there. A drive down the lane. Missed shot by Myers. Sampson finally corrals the rebound. And we got a whistle. Just a substitution timeout, apparently. Mitchell's first rebound of the game. He's got seven. That's his season high. Egyptiaco will inbound. It's Meadows, Milan. Sampson stays on the floor, and Adam Stewart is in for the Silver Streaks. Egyptiaco drives, leaves it to Stewart. Drives baseline, kicks it over. Left Milan for three, off the mark. Rebound, fought for. Dunlap controls. Brooks comes out of it for the Eagles. Now a three at the other end. Off the mark, long rebound, chased down into the corner, and Dunlap gets there first. Myers on the dribble, gets it back off to Swanson, who just missed the three. A drive down the lane by Macklin, up from the left side, missed it. Mitchell Sampson with a rebound. Streaks pushing it. Under a minute to go. Loose ball, falls out of bounds in the near corner to our left. Who touched it last? It'll be the Silver Streaks. That's their 15th turnover. Pretty high number there, too. But when you're playing up-tempo against an up-tempo team, that's not uncommon. And, you know, when the other team has 27 turnovers, 15 doesn't sound so bad. Down the lane, a block, loose ball, knocked out of bounds, last touch by the Streaks. Swanson got a lot of contact in the lane. The officials just letting it go with 40 seconds to play.
Yeah, stuff gets contagious, too. If the other team's playing sloppy and flying up and down the court, then you're probably going to be doing a little of that, too.
72-47 is the Streaks' lead with 30 seconds to go. Left side three off the front rim. Kyleb Meadows with a rebound. Into the front court. Kyleb steps to the right, hits the bottom of the rim. Egyptiaco with a rebound put back. 74-47. We have a palindrome score.
Two nights in a row.
In the lane, throwing it off Stewart's legs out of bounds. Dunlap hangs on to it. Down to 14 seconds to go. Streaks going to 8-4 on the season. And the ball deflected out by Sampson. Takes a half second off the clock. Again, Silver Streaks girls in action on 92.7 FM, the Laser. And their action down at Mattoon. Missed shot by Myers. Gets his own offensive rebound. Goes around Egyptiaco. Still can't finish off the shot. Offensive rebound. That one rolls off the rim appropriately enough as the horn sounds. It just shots right in front of the basket, and they still couldn't knock him down. 74-47 the final as the Silver Streaks go to 2-0 in the tournament, and that will guarantee a later game tomorrow. So having won their first two, the Silver Streaks now know they will play no earlier than noon tomorrow. And still have one more game to go tonight against Sterling to determine exactly what time it'll be tomorrow. But by winning this game here tomorrow, we know the Streaks definitely will play at either noon or 1:30 tomorrow. We'll take a break.
It'll be harder to get them out of the hotel room for breakfast with the Streaks tomorrow,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah. Thought about that.
We'll put a few of the coaches up to it. We'll see what we can do.
We'll take a timeout. Postgame show's coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. The all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone's talking about. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. And by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-513-0061. 800-513-0061. 800-513-0061. That's 800-513-0061.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy today with a chance of flurries this afternoon and a high of 33. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 21. Tomorrow, partly sunny and a high near 30. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, a low of 20. Sunday, sunshine and a high of 40. Chance of snow overnight. Sunday night, low of 30. New Year's Eve, Monday, cloudy with rain or snow likely for a while and a high of 38. Right now, it's 29 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it here 74-47 over Dunlap to go 2-0 in the tournament, 8-4 on the season. Set up a big matchup with Sterling coming up tonight, 7 o'clock tip-off here on WGIL. And Sterling's on the court right now warming up against Rochester, and we know that's a lot of balance in this tournament, I think, at the top especially. And balance for the Silver Streaks was kind of the story of the day here today as well, Jim Lee.
It was. We were talking just before we came back on the air. You and I were comparing notes in that third quarter when Galesburg went on the run, stretched this thing out. It was truly a team effort. There wasn't one guy, as we were discussing the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. It was a tough call because you had contributions from so many people in this game.
Uh-huh.
And that's what, you know, obviously that's what Mike Reynolds wants.
And not just scoring either. Contributions,
yeah,
in a lot of ways.
Oh, yeah. Because the defense really created the offense here tonight. And I think took Dunlap, Coach Corky Card, that's what he wants his program to be. He wants it to be a Quincy-style team where the ball press and where the defense creates the offense. Well, again, they play hard, but they just don't really have – they run numbers at you, as Ryan Hart was saying at halftime. It was difficult because they do a line change, but they're really not as athletic as they probably need to be able to do that well at this point. And I think Galesburg was – a bit of a demonstration of what they want to be at this point.
Coach Mike Reynolds headed this way. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And let's get the coach's thoughts here on this one. Coach, we were just talking about the balance in this game, and not just offensively, but in a lot of ways. We felt like you got contributions from everybody, especially in that third quarter when you really opened things up. A little microphone change here.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't have to get that close to your face to talk. I've been a little nervous. I thought guys played, you know, we finally got some energy there. You know, we're up 8 at half, and we knew we had a run in us. We made no shots in the first half. You know, we shot, again, struggled, but our defense kept us in it. You know, held them to 22 points in the first half. You know, held them to 47 for the game, but a lot less than that, really, until it was
you don't want to call it garbage time, but until the game was already decided. You know, we went on a big run there in the third quarter again, right. And it was nice to finish him.
What was kind of the discussion in the timeout there? A little under 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It was a 9-point game. Things weren't going real well. And as I said, after that, we went on a 17-3 run. I know you were just trying to really get them refocused in your own way. How did you try to get them refocused in that timeout?
I thought defensively we kind of backed off. When we get up 12, we got to have a killer mentality. And, you know, we let Hawthorne shoot a wide open three, and I'm not a real fan of wide open shots, so it's like, you know, guard or go home. So, you know, it's we're looking for players. You know, we got some young guys that can play, mm-hmm. but we're looking for players, and I think we got some. But sometimes we got to draw it out of them in different ways.
It had to be good to see Milan, Sampson, Endoff all hit some threes there toward the end, because you're going to need some of that as the competition gets tougher in this tournament, I'm sure.
I would think that, you know, I don't want to say we're a three-point shooting team, but we're used to making threes. And, you know, we're going to have to make some because we know Sterling guards real well. We know Taylorville guards real well. We know IVC guards real well. And right now, I mean, unless something crazy happens, it looks like we'll be playing those teams here in the next day or so. So we've got to have guys to make shots. And you know, we can rely on Keith and Jalen to get 50 or 60% of the rebounds. But, you know, sometimes that dries up too.
We were talking in the pregame about kind of what you were looking for here in this game. It's a very up-tempo game, a lot of energy in this game. You've often talked about, you know, playing without fouling, too.
Yeah, we didn't do that real well.
Does that become kind of the focus in terms of, because I don't know how you handle the time here between this game and next game, but does that become discussed, or because it's been kind of a focus already, you just kind of let that go and say, we just got to get better?
We got to be better. You know, when the games we've got beat, we struggled defensively. We got to play. And I thought we took away that curl cut. They were running the same play over and over, trying to get a curl. We stole five or six of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they kept trying to go to the well, and our guys finally figured it out and got some deflections, got some runouts. It really changed the game around. So, Eric got caught in some positions that weren't great, you know, bad footwork maybe a little bit. But overall, you know, we're not used to fouling that much. So, overall, we'll be fine.
Talking about figuring it out, I know you were impressed with that block that Jalen had when he saw the drive going down the lane. He came all the way over from the weak side.
He had a couple of those, and you know, he's getting better. Nick controlled 11, who looks like he's going to be a really good player, coach's son. You know, I thought defensively, Keith, when he got switched to 2 and 23, he did a nice job, and there were their two leading scores, and I don't know what they ended up with, but I thought we played those two guys extremely well. They did a lot of subbing, so it was kind of a disjointed game. It was hard to kind of keep in a rhythm, but I thought our guys responded well, and you know us, we try to win the game at hand, and then we'll roll on to Sterling later.
Both of these first two games here, the opponents have played pretty much your style. It's been up and down the court the way you do. You expect that as we go on, Sterling to be a little different?
It would
tonight. Be
nice if they did. Sterling plays up and down too. They're not going to play a game in the 30s. You know, it's not like we're going to play UT or Geneseo or Wheaton Warrenville South or something. So they'll play up and down, and they've got better players. So, I mean, we got to be ready. You know, they got a 6'10 full scholarship, you know, Division II center, and they've got some really good guards. And they put it to us twice last year, and one time really, really hurt. So we got to be better, and that's our plan tonight.
So how do you handle this? It's a lot of downtime here. Yeah. What do you do to try to keep the kids
hopefully
focused?
Sleep.
Yeah.
it was early. You know, it was awful early. We're going to watch a little bit here. We've done our scouting on Sterling already. We tried to do most of our scouting before we got here, which I think is the way to do it. And then we'll do some last-minute stuff, and then we'll go eat, and then we'll go to the hotel, have some downtime, and then we'll be back at the gym 5:30.
We'll see you then, Coach.
Thanks.
Mike Reynolds joining us here in the postgame. We'll take a break, come back, get through the final stats, talk things over about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. As the Streaks win it 74-47, and we got to get you the Galesburg girls basketball from the Mattoon tournament as well. All on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Element number 7. They call it nitrogen on the periodic table, but can you trust a table that's a table only periodically? Now they say nitrogen's good for putting in your tires. Would you put fertilizer in your tires? What's the matter with good, clean American air?
Excuse me, nitrogen is actually very good instead of air. It doesn't leak easily, it helps stability.
Do they hate American Air?
No, nitrogen is actually better.
Car-Mart Tire and Auto in Galesburg, where we're treading with excellence. Now that's gripping stuff.
This time of year is all about family, and Yem in Galesburg would like you to be a part of ours. This is Sarah Yem. The Yem Chevrolet employee discount is now available to everyone. You pay what we pay, and not a penny more.
Happy holidays. This is Robert Eldridge at Yem Chevrolet. Save over $5,000 on new Chevy Malibus and new 2019 Chevy Equinox. Holiday savings up to $6,000.
It's our way of saying welcome to the family at Yem Chevrolet, North Henderson, Galesburg.
You could win as much as $500 cash by wearing the white WGIL button. Find out where to get one at WGIL.com.
Final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Team numbers, Jim Lee.
All right, quickly run that down. I think if Galesburg could go the rest of this year with 52.5% from the field, they'd be pretty happy
nice.
With that. 31 of 59 for Galesburg in this one, especially strong in the second half. Dunlap finishes 18 of 51, 35%. Rebounds, slight edge to the Streaks. Dunlap narrowed the gap, a lot of that coming in kind of garbage time there in the fourth quarter, quite honestly. 32-31, the rebounding edge we were showing for the Silver Streaks. Turnovers, that was the huge problem for the Eagles. 27 times they coughed up the ball in this one. Silver Streaks had 15 of their own.
Three-point shooting. Silver Streaks ended up 5 out of 21, so percentage-wise, a little better than last night when they were 3 out of 18, but not a ton better by any stretch. And you heard Coach Reynolds' comments there about three-point shooting. It's and as Jim said, it's going to have to get better in order to get a win over Sterling tonight. Dunlap 1 out of 5 from three-point range, all of their attempts in the second half. Eagles were 10 out of 12 from the free-throw line. Silver Streaks were 7 out of 13. Only one player in double figures for the Eagles. That was Kyle Hawthorne with 13. Streaks held him to 3 in the second half. Connor Rockow had 8. Brock Card finished with 7. Cody Bear, the big man at 6'7", finished with 5. He had only one rebound. Jackson Chatterton, 4, all from the free throw line. Brian Macklin had a couple of layups for 4 points late. Kyle Brooks, Will Pressier, and Carl Baumgartel all finished with 2. Baumgartel left the game as the leading rebounder and did not return after what appeared to be at least a moderate knee injury. Silver Streaks, again, two players in double figures, but we talked about balance earlier, and there was a real balance in the scoring column as well. Cunningham, the leading scorer for the second straight game, 21 points, 7 rebounds. McCants made double figures again with 11 points, also 7 rebounds. Eric Price fouled out of the game with 8. Quinn Anderson, Mitchell Sampson, and Nick Fields all finished with 7. Justin Endoff, 6. Riley Milan, 5. Alex Egyptiaco had 2 points late. Caleb Meadows and Adam Stewart played but did not score for the Silver Streak. So almost everybody who played scored. 74-47 the final. We'll take a final timeout, come back and close things from Taylorville with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There is nothing quite as terrifying as ordering 200 t-shirts. There's just so many things that could go wrong. So you got to pick the most reputable screen printing operation in the business. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. They got about a million t-shirts under their belt. They offer premium ink that will last much longer than one season. They have tons of ink options and an endless assortment of colors to complement any design you might have. And a graphic design artist on staff to help conceptualize your idea. Embroidery, screen printing, you place your trust in the capable hands of Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Design a shirt right now at BreedloveSports.com.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Tune in for Fighting Illini basketball tomorrow as Illinois takes on Florida Atlantic. Coverage begins at 1 p.m.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Final order of business in a 74-47 Silver Streaks boys victory is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We talked about the balance. We had a lot of guys who we could go with here, Jim.
Yeah, we did. And really a team effort. But you and I both, as we talked about this and the way this game played out, we like Mitchell Sampson. Mitchell on both. I mean, he always plays good defense. I noticed several times he's cutting guys off who are trying to go baseline. He's physical. But he gave us some points, you know, beautiful three-point shot he had. And he started the second half, as you said, in replacement Eric Price, who had foul problems.
Right.
And got a lot of minutes in this one. And I think if he keeps playing like that, you know, Mike said, I got some guys getting more and more minutes. And Mitchell certainly is one of those guys, along with Riley Milan. I think, to me, that's the key to this team, is to get some more guys involved like that, giving us some offensive production. And they all play great defense.
Yeah. And pretty good. I mean, I look at a guy like Riley who's, you know, people talked about him coming into the season as, well, he can knock down the threes and he can really help us open up some defenses. Well, his rebounding in these first two games has been real key as well. I mean, he's not going to blow anybody away with his rebounding statistics, but he had a couple last night. He had four today. Just using that length with his arms, too. So, yeah, you talk about contributions from guys in those kinds of ways, too. Not everything shows up in the scorebook, and that's part of why we go with Mitchell as our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game here today. It's not what he did statistically, but that's part of it. But I thought he was just a huge part of that third run there in the third quarter.
Yeah, and he's so athletic and very strong. Obviously, pound for pound, one of the strongest kids we have out there. And you know, you just can't have enough good athletes. And I think he's an intelligent player as well. And so he's getting better and better. And so that is encouraging. We're happy to give Mitchell Sampson the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
So that'll wrap things up from Taylorville for now. Again, 6:40 is the scheduled start time tonight. As 7 o'clock is the scheduled tip-off time between the Streaks and Sterling, who are on the floor now against Rochester. But it'll be the third game of the second session. So, of course, 6:40 is an estimated time. It's a scheduled time. And stay tuned throughout the day. We'll keep you posted as to how close we'll be to that. And certainly it'll be a big game. You heard Coach Mike Reynolds' comments in the postgame there. They have not forgotten by any stretch that regional loss last year to the Golden Warriors, and they'll be ready for the rematch here tonight. It'll be a good one. Jim, we'll see you then.
Okay, look forward to it.
74-47 the final as the Streaks defeat Dunlap. We'll close things out. And stay tuned for Galesburg girls basketball in progress at the Mattoon Tournament with Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. So long for now from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.